My name is Laura Radwell, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself in order to give you some context about the painting that is hanging over the mantel in the main reading room. I've lived in the Valley since the 1970s. Most of that time has been in Northampton in a Victorian house close to town. I've fallen in love with the Valley and remained in love with the Valley and don't ever intend to leave. I've spent a lot of outdoor time skiing, cycling, walking, hiking, racing marathon flatwater canoes up and down the Connecticut River, and I'm deeply affected by the landscape. I started painting seriously in 2014. Before that, I was raising a family, shall we say, and working. And came back to painting and have a beautiful studio in East Hampton at 1 Cottage Street. I always knew I was a painter, but was not in a position to study painting, so I bring to it my own sensibilities and intuitive sense of what's going on with the paint and how I have to handle it. I paint spontaneously as a result, and I don't have a specific plan or a specific composition in mind when I approach the canvas. This is in contrast to all the years I spent working, having to pay attention to every single detail. And painting allows me a freedom of expression that I greatly enjoy. I feel as if I can be lyrical about my thoughts, and my gestures can be sweeping or tight, pointed. I use a lot of marks for punctuation in my paintings, and they range from the serene and peaceful to paintings that show more disturbance. But they are mostly inspired by the Valley. The fundamental components in Piece of Land are the rivers, the hills and valleys, the beautiful skies, the clouds, and the earth. This painting allows the viewer to roam through. There's a sense of motion above in the sky, and there are many paths that cut through the land below, and suggestions of water, rivers, oxbows, etc., whatever you want to read into it. Though my work is always inspired by and is a response to the Valley landscape, I also bring to it what is going on emotionally in me as someone living in the landscape, in this time, in the wider national and global context. My work is thus always a reciprocal interaction or conversation between the landscape and me. Consequently, the paintings can act as a refuge and be peaceful and quiet, and at times they can express different degrees of disturbance. Thank you for listening, and I hope you get to enjoy Piece of Land and the other wonderful works on display at the Forbes.